project for the construction of the triumphal arch of the university city. The Arch of Victory was conceived as a symbol glorifying the Francoist regime and its victory in the Spanish Civil War. Erected between 1956 and 1958, it doesn't commemorate a victory over a foreign enemy, but rather the defeat of part of Spain's own population, thus linking it to a painful and traumatic episode in the country's recent history. This image shows a monument that represents the construction of the dictatorial regime seeking to impose a politics of memory, exalting the victors and silencing the defeated. Over time, with the change in political systems and the arrival of democracy, its presence has become decontextualized and controversial. While some advocate for its demolition as a remnant of Francisco Franco's dictatorship, others consider it already integrated into Madrid's urban landscape and instead call it for its critical reinterpretation. The exhibition policies established by the Complutense University are based on the preservation of this drawing as a historical document. Regarding its public display, it has been determined that the work shall remain within internal university spaces, areas not open to the public or used for teaching, specifically located in the section dedicated to works. Although this drawing constitutes a historically significant document for the study of the original project, its reinterpretation during the period of the dictatorship raises ethical and interpretative challenges when considered for exhibition in museums or public galleries. For this reason, the university has adopted a new framework of resignification that situates the work within the context of its original Ciudad Universitaria project. This approach seeks to prevent any misinterpretation or misuse of the piece as propaganda related to the dictatorship, emphasizing instead its value as part of the university's architectural and cultural history.